Yesterday's presentations went well, although I have to admit that I've given my presentation better. I was quite tired while doing so, but it can be heard. Radha Krishna's will be on Share It. Mine is on in the news, and devotees can hear how that went. I hope the acoustics is good. Right now, I'll just share a few thoughts on kirtan standards. This afternoon, I'm going to meet with a subcommittee who's proposing establishing certain kirtan standards, particularly instrumentation. In short, because my time is also short, I've got to start going pretty soon over to meetings. In short, the suggestion is that no other instruments other than kartal and mridanga be played during arti in kirtan, as per quotes from Srila Prabhupada, and there are quotes from Srila Prabhupada, and that in bhajan, harmonium and only harmonium may be played as accompanying instruments. Main reason being is that too much instrumentation distracts devotees from concentration on the holy name, and it wasn't something that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. And personally, sometimes I see that I haven't seen instrumentation being the cause, but I have seen, for instance, devotees chanting Radhe Radhe and so on being a cause for their, or sometimes dancing being a cause for their not actually chanting enough or loud enough. And I think it's a valid concern, and good that this point is being raised, because kirtan is our most sacrosanct activity, and its integrity and style should be maintained. So, to start with, there is such a thing as instrumental accompanying, because there's mridanga and kartals, and that's not an argument. No one argues that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan for sadhakas, which we are, was introduced with mridanga and kartal. So it means that you can have, he could have just introduced that there's no instruments at all. You just chant Hare Krishna. And the holy name is not dependent on any instruments. We could be just as in just as much ecstasy without that. But he did introduce that, and the purpose was it is to actually make it attractive. Mridanga and kartals, or drum and kartals, are also part of other religious traditions. They're not just exclusive to us. And but we assume that these are also the same instruments that are played in Svetadvip, in Goloka Vrindavan, in Lord Chaitanya's part of Goloka Vrindavan, and that Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan, and that they're brought here for us. In Braj, during Rasa dance, many different types of instrumentation is played. But then our business is not to imitate the siddhas. They're already perfect, and they can do whatever they want when they're chanting Krishna's glories. We can't. We need to stick to certain standards. Another observation is that Srila Prabhupada himself introduced the harmonium as an instrument that he played. He chanted Hare Krishna, he played bhajans, and the harmonium is neither Vedic nor is it Indian, but it was something that Prabhupada was trained to play, taught to play as a child, and he did so. So while Srila Prabhupada told us not to play harmonium in arti, at the same time there is a precedent that gives room for argument that Well, Srila Prabhupada introduced one instrument. What other instruments can be introduced? I'm not going to argue that point here right now. I'm just saying that there's actually room for such an argument. And then the real question is, why did Prabhupada tell us not to chant, use harmonium in arti? You're sitting down or standing up, ultimately the holy name is the holy name. So what difference does it make in terms of chanting Hare Krishna? My understanding, at least at present, is that in arti you're supposed to be standing up and showing respect. It's disrespectful to the Lord during formal worship, which arti is, to be sitting down. And in Srila Prabhupada's time, harmonium was only played sitting down. Now, there are those type of harmoniums that devotees play that you put a strap around you. The disrespectful aspect could be avoided with that, and then the argument then focuses on, should in arti and kirtan other instruments than kartals and mridanga be played? If they can be done in bhajan, some other argument would have to be given other than just the sitting down and standing up. At present, I don't see any reason for it, since both of them are the same thing, the glorification of the Lord's holy name. And this proposal or resolution also compromises the argument that harmonium couldn't be played standing up by the fact that if you can't play harmonium sitting down while chanting Hare Krishna, what happens when devotees become very blissful and they want to stand up, and all of a sudden you've got a kirtan? Do you stop playing the harmonium? This is an argument by default. One good argument can be made in arti. For instance, when I chant Hare Krishna in arti and there's harmonium, I don't play the harmonium, someone else plays it. But the argument can be made, well, why should someone be disrespectful just so that you can play you can have the harmonium? And I would concede that that would be a good argument, that yes, there shouldn't be during arti devotees sitting down and playing instruments. Everyone should stand and show respect, and therefore only mridanga and kartals. Unless you admit the concept of having the strap-on harmonium being played. Anyway, this is a discussion that we're going to have this evening, and there'll be a formulated presentation made to the GBC body about that, and we'll see how the GBC also reacts. My recommendation would be is that this left there be general guidelines given that instrumentation does not subvert chanting Hare Krishna, that local GBCs supervise that, that in arti devotees not use anything else other than mridanga and kartal, at times other than maybe some very special event, in other words, occasionally that it can be done. And we'll see what the conclusion is. The bottom line is that whatever, obviously, the GBC decide will follow, because that's how we work in Krishna consciousness movement. And this is an important issue to maintain the legacy of how the Hare Krishna movement should be chanting Hare Krishna in the future. Hare Krishna.